Pittsburgh Concert Society honoree. Rebecca Chen is here. She is a student at North Allegheny High School. You'll get to know her a little bit better in between two selections she'll be playing this morning. But first, we'll introduce her by way of her piano playing. Here is Rebecca Chen.
Thank you.
Rebecca Chen here at the Saturday Light Brigade. Rebecca, what did you just play?
I just played a piece by Debussy. It's called Estampes Pagodes.
Thank you for identifying it. And I'd like to identify you a little bit more. You're 16?
I'm 17.
17. My notes were probably a little old, so sorry for that. When did you turn 17?
In March.
Okay, so they probably were prepared some time ago. How long have you studied piano?
I started when I was six, so I guess it's been 9, 10 years.
Yeah, it's a long time. Do you remember how you felt about the piano when you were six? Did you enjoy playing it?
I remember just watching professionals playing, and I just see their fingers flying across the keyboard, and I remember it was amazing for the six-year-old me to see that, so I just thought it'd be an interesting experience, and here I am.
Yeah. Where did you see them? Was this on television or in person?
It was a family friend at the church that I used to go to, and it was during worship that I saw her play.
That's great to know that somebody inspired you like that. I'm amazed when I watch piano players play it. How much dexterity you develop. Do you ever, I don't know the right, what I was going to ask is if it's, if you run into situations where your mind knows exactly what your fingers are supposed to do, but it's difficult to make your fingers do what they need to do because they're fingers. Does that ever happen where you're just trying to make something happen and you have to kind of learn how to make your muscles do that?
Right. Well, I actually suffer from another problem. Sometimes I daydream while I'm playing piano, so I forget where I am in the piece, and it's terrible when that happens during a competition or something, and you just don't know where you are, and you have to scramble to find the place.
That's interesting. Yeah, but you're playing without music right now, so you probably, I guess, from lots of practice,
yes.
Does it become not mechanical per se, but you're sort of on autopilot
right.
A little bit.
It's almost like muscle memory.
Yeah, and you're in the zone and you kind of think about something and then all of a sudden you wonder, where that's got to be frightening,
mm-hmm.
Especially when you're up by yourself. Do you play in any groups or ensembles?
Well, I'm also a violinist in the Pittsburgh Youth Symphony Orchestra, so we rehearse every week at Heinz Hall.
And that has got to be a great experience. Who are you studying piano with?
I'm currently studying under Marina Lupinacci at her studio.
Excellent. And I wanted to ask if there's anybody you'd like to acknowledge who might be listening. Of course, the Pittsburgh Concert Society, who's done a great job nurturing young artists. But anybody else you might like to say hello to or mention?
Mm-hmm. Well, yes, I'd definitely like to thank the Pittsburgh Concert Society for giving me this opportunity to play at this wonderful radio broadcast. And then I'd also like to thank my piano teacher for caring for me and guiding me throughout these years. Also for my parents for supporting me in the back, just for everything they've done for me.
And I did want to ask too, so this is your senior year coming up, right?
Yes.
And what do you like to do beyond music? Do you have any hobbies or things you like to participate in?
I think, well, another hobby of mine is playing tennis. I enjoy that in my free time, and just playing on the high school team has been a fun experience for me. And also, beyond music, I think I'd like to explore more into chemistry and other sciences.
Yeah, I was curious. It's almost time for you to start applying to schools. Have you thought about a major or any schools you might like to go to?
Not quite.
You've got time yet to figure it out. What's right? It's wonderful to have you here. We have one more piece that you'll be playing. Thank you. Do you have any advice for kids that might be the same age you were when you started playing, or even for adults who are just learning in terms of how to overcome some of those initial obstacles as you learn to play?
I think popular culture has definitely pushed classical music aside. But if you can think beyond that, playing the piano is definitely a relief from stress from school, from work, from anything else that you might experience. And just learning to play is such a tremendous joy. I think I would definitely be lost without it.
Thank you very much. What is the next piece you will do?
I'll be playing a piece by Liszt called...
If you don't have the name on the off the top of your head, that's fine. Just
I'm sorry.
Knowing that...
Concert 18, number 3, In Sospiro, Assai.
And this is Liszt.
Yes.
And once again, from North Allegheny High School, she's 17. Here is Rebecca Chen.
Thank you.
Rebecca Chen, thank you so much for being here.